You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sop.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? Today we're going to tell some stories. And in these stories, we're going to talk about animals as pets and how I think is wrong, personally. But that's not the point here. The point of the matter is my stories that support this. So first off, we have Shamu, for example, just why I think we shouldn't have animals as pets. And this is a fine example. Not that Shamu has been my pet or anything, but I grew up going to SeaWorld in San Antonio. You know, we had season passes, we went all the time. And seeing Shamu with his dorsal fin hunched over, it wasn't exactly inspiring, to say the least. It wasn't cool to see an animal depressed like that performing tricks under pressure. You know, and like I said, you know, that's not my pet or anything, but it just goes to prove a point that you keep an animal in captivity, eventually it's going to get depressed. It's not going to like it. It's not out there doing its thing, you know. It's not able to run wild all day, every day. Its hips are going to get sore from having to lay on concrete and things like that instead of out in the grass all day like it wants to do. So anyways, what I think is, not even what I think, is these are facts, you know. Humans want to have animals as pets to have superiority over the animals because they feel it suits their ego. And you can disagree all you want, but whatever it really comes down to it, that's the facts. You know, let's say you got two dogs, right? They're secretly hating each other, plus they're fighting over your attention because that's what dogs do. That's how a pack of dogs acts with the, you know, with its pack leader. They fight over the pack leader's attention, and eventually they come and they fight the pack leader. You know, it's just not healthy, if you ask me. You know, they'll start doing things to each other, and it's pretty funny, you know. I had two dogs. One was a pit bull, red-nosed pit bull, and then one was a chihuahua. They lived together, and it took a lot of adjusting for these two to really get along or anything like that, you know. Gus and Mini-Me were a wild pair. A red-nosed pit bull with a little chihuahua. So you can imagine how that went. And some of you owners, y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of you got the same scenario going on. Maybe not a red nose, but you got a pit bull and you got a chihuahua. It's crazy. So anyways, you know, Mini-Me would be like, you know what? Screw you, Gus. Mini-Me was also called Matchbox, but I called the dog Mini-Me because it was Gus's Mini-Me, and so it was funny, like Dr. Evil Mini-Me. It was just really, really funny. They looked just like each other, kind of, you know? Like, same colors and everything, same pattern prints and all that. It was just really funny. Anyways, the point being is that, you know, they would fight over my attention, and Mini-Me would hog my lap, and Gus would try the same thing. He'd be like, get out of here, Mini-Me, and he'd try, like, getting up on the couch and sitting on my lap, licking me in the face, hugging me, basically, you know, just being all over me. They always wanted to be all over me, and I'm like, dude, stop, you know, because it would get annoying after a while. It really would, because I didn't want to have dogs all over me and dog hair and all this crap. You know, I had enough of it as it was, and the dogs weren't even mine. They were my stepdad's and my mom's, you know, they weren't mine, and so, but I would embrace them. I would love the dogs, you know, I love the dogs. I was a good, I guess you could say, dog owner, even though they weren't mine, right? But, you know, having a full-grown pit bull on your lap is just not very ideal. It's just crazy, you know? But whenever Gus would get bored, he'd just put his head on my lap and then look at me. Like, come on. And then he'd be wagging his tail, kind of, you know, like maybe he'll get up and do something with me. Maybe he won't. Maybe we can play fight. Maybe we can roughhouse. Maybe we won't. Come on, what are you gonna do? You're just gonna, all right, well, guess I'm just looking at you. And, you know, and he just looked so sad. And I felt bad for him because, like, we didn't have all that much room in the house. Like, we had a pretty big house. We had a two-story. And we had a yard. But the yard had a pool in it. And he didn't like that. You know what I mean? There was no room for him to do anything. And so he'd go and dig in the yard and get in trouble for that. You know, it was just not a very good scenario for a full-grown pit bull to be in, you know? And, you know, he would just get so bored, he would just look at me, and I'd feel bad, you know? But, I mean, between the drama between the two dogs is where it really gets interesting, right? You know, one time they came through the doggy door at the same time, and Gus didn't care about Mini-Me going through the doggy door, and he just trampled Mini-Me. I mean, like, he really didn't care at all. And Mini-Me's, and we had no idea what happened, so we all go running downstairs in the middle of the night, and we're wondering what that was all about. Well, apparently they had both tried to come through the door, you know, at the same time, and Gus trampled Mini-Me. And at the time, Gus didn't care at all, you know? He was just like, whatever, you know? He didn't care. He didn't even realize he did something wrong, you know? But, but then Gus started to kind of get scolded by the humans, and so he's like, oh, okay, I guess I did something wrong. And he never did it again. You know, they never did that again. But it always makes me wonder, because I'd always wonder if, like, Gus would do things to Mini-Me behind his back. Because one time, Gus was sleeping on our floor, and Mini-Me's like, yeah, you know what, nigga? And he walked up to Gus's head and was just humping his head. So he's like, yeah, you know what, nigga? F you, you know? And it was pretty funny. But, you know, the head humping is just gross. You know, they didn't have a female around to hump, so, I mean, I guess they had to do something after a while. Which is another thing that's cruel, man. You're going to keep two male dogs around each other and never let them go out in the wild and do their thing with female dogs and... It's just, it's madness, man. It's madness what we do to animals. And, you know, humans, they typically don't know how to act around animals. Like, straight up, we treat them like a baby. Like, some people actually spank their dogs. And I'm here to tell you that your dogs are not like babies. Your dogs are not your kids. You are not a dog mom or whatever kind of sick idea you got in your brain. You know, typically, odds are you're probably like a crazy cat lady. That's probably as close as to an animal parent that you're gonna become, is being called a crazy cat lady. Oh, I'm a dog mom. No, shut up. No, you're not. Your animals are not your children. Okay, I don't care if you can have kids or not. The point of the matter is, you're not a dog. You're not an animal's parent. Okay, you're an animal's adoptee. That's about as close as you're gonna come. You know, there was one time I had to tell somebody, stop kissing your cat. Stop basically making out with your cat. Your cat is not your lover. You know, your cat may be sweet and want to be petted and stuff like that, but you're smothering your cat, you know? And they basically got sick just from the cat obsession. And basically what it was is, like, whenever a cat goes into the litter box and then you come and kiss all over it, it's got basically poop dust all over it, and you're kissing the poop dust. So yeah, I mean, you love that cat a lot, huh? So much that it's getting you sick. I believe it was pneumonia the person caught. I couldn't even remember, but they got, like, deathly sick. It was horrible. You know, I watched them on their freaking Instagram. But, you know, I couldn't imagine being that person's smothered boyfriend. Like, golly. Like, I get it, right? I get it, okay? I get the fact that you want to love this person, but, man, at some point, you've got to back off. And, you know, whenever I was young, I guess, you know, I kind of guess I did the same thing to my girlfriends. Maybe I smothered them, maybe I didn't. I don't know. I never really got complaints about smothering girlfriends. I think maybe one time I did, you know, and that girl was a B-I-T-C-H anyways, you know? So it's like, whatever. But the point of the matter is that, you know, your animals, whenever you leave your animals behind, now this is the opposite of smothering animals, but whenever you leave your animals behind, they're gonna get depressed. You know, they get depressed AF whenever you leave. Gus would straight up destroy the furniture. We come home and the whole couch would be chewed up. And if you think I'm just talking about the pillows, no. The whole couch would be chewed the F up. Pillows, armrest, the fabric, it didn't matter. He tore it up and it was all over. And that's not the only pit bull that would do that. They hate to be left alone. They take that personally. You are ditching them. You want to treat them like a baby? Well, you're not doing a very good job. Would you leave a baby alone? Would you leave a full-grown baby alone? No, you would not. Some of you probably wouldn't even get a babysitter. You know, the odds are that you would never leave your kids alone. And I mean, it's just a plain and simple fact. So I want you to think about that, you know? But I mean, Gus and I, we get on each other's nerves, and you could tell. Like, he would hate me sometimes. You know, it would get on his nerves that I'm not giving him treats, that I'm not giving him enough attention, that I'm not petting him enough, you know, or that I'm not playing with his toys enough, whatever, you know. And he would get on my nerves because I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to watch TV and you're over here bugging me all the time. Like, what's the deal? You know, and it would just get to the point where, like, we just didn't like each other sometimes, you know, and that's just the nature of the beast. You know, it's the same thing with humans. You just, eventually, you're not gonna like that person. It's gonna come down to the point where you are just not gonna like that person sometimes. And, you know, you'll kiss and make up, but you're, at one point in time, you guys are gonna fight like you're married. You're gonna argue like you're married. You know? And now, we would have fun together, and, you know, Gus was very intelligent. He was a very intelligent pit bull, and I could get him to count to four by barking four times. I say one, bark, two, bark, three, bark, four, bark. And I say, okay, Gus, and he'd be like, bark, 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 bark. And sometimes he'd get a little crazy and he'd bark a little bit too much, but you know. One, and like I used to be able to actually get him to say F you on command whenever I'd give him the finger. I'd be like, say F you, Gus, and I'd give him the finger and he'd be like, bark, bark. And like, seriously, the dog is intelligent. Now, he may not have understood what it means, maybe. You know, he is an animal, but he understood the command of what to do. You know what I'm saying? So he was highly intelligent. He could follow commands, and he was able to learn really complex tricks like that. You know, it was really cool. But it was mostly just stupid tricks for treats. That's all he cared about was the treats. It wasn't about the content. It wasn't about what it was. He would just do it for the treats. You know, and that's all my dogs would care about. It's just the treats. They didn't care about me. They wanted my attention because they knew that I could get them things, that I could do things for them. Now, believe me, I love my pets. You know, I even had cats, and they all hated being inside. Now, keep in mind, all my cats were feral, but most of my girlfriend's cats were fat and lazy. And one cat was just a slut after my heavy petting. You know, one time around the apartments that I was hanging around at, one Mexican was trying to kill cats. You know, he was behind the dumpster chasing them. And I asked him, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, I hate cats. And he was serious, you know? And then, like, one time I had a girlfriend that had a cat that just went missing because of a wild cat. You know, a bigger cat, you know, like a mountain lion or something. And this was in Temecula, California. And they've got this rumor that wild cats would come and steal your animals. No, I think I refuse to believe that because, you know, someone took that cat and did who knows what with it. You know, blood sacrifice, whatever. And it's gross. And it's awful. And I don't even want to talk about it anymore. But, you know, you just got to be careful who you give your pets to. Or let your cats and dogs be around. You know, because people these days are drinking pets' blood. You ever heard the term bad blood? Have you ever known anybody to get unexplainably deathly ill out of nowhere? Given on account of what I just told you, does this make any sense yet to you?